So let's take it to Os Lamed now. Os Lamed, Tzaddik's going through the famous mice of Rabbi Yossi davening the Churba. The Gemara, he'll explain everything on the bottom. There's a very, very important Musar Haskel here. If you just look at the bottom, just even the title of it. He writes, Ein limno me'odem milasos ma'ashe kefi ma'chshevaso, hi mitzvah, gam kishe'enu al tzad ha'yoser tov. So a person shouldn't hold back from doing something that he thinks is a mitzvah, even though it's not 100% right. What does that even mean? So look what he writes. Vem shecha gemara brachas dav gimel, dile'el ha-miseres es ha-shaga ha-galos m'mishmaris halai. We spoke about the different screams of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the different creatures throughout the night. Now we bring the bride, so Amar Biyosi, pam achas ha-yisim halach b'derech. One time Rabbi Yossi was traveling. He went to one of these ruins. Achas mechurvos Yerushalayim, one of the ruins of Yerushalayim. Lispalo, he went to daven. And Bol Yehu Zochel Tov, Eliyahu came. Shamar lo Pesach v'himtin lo. He waited outside. Ad shesiyamti tefilasi. Rabbi Yossi describes how Eliyahu Navi is waiting outside for him to finish daven. Achas shesiyamti tefilah, after I finished davening, he says, Amrli b'ni mipnei ma nechnasta lechurvazu. He asks me, why did I enter into such a churva, into the ruins? Amarti lo lehespala, he said, I needed a place to daven. It was quiet, no one was distracting me. Amrli, hayilachal espala b'derech. He said, you should have davened on the pathways. Why would you go into a churva? Amarti lo, I said, Misyari hayisi, I was concerned if I davened on the derech, shem yafsi could be over a derechim. People are going to distract me, people walking by, they're going to be talking, they're going to be pushing me over. In the churva, no one's there, I could be by myself, I suppose it was there. So Amrli, hayilachal espala tefillah. Sorry, you should have davened a short tefillah on the side of the road, but you shouldn't go into the churva. The Gemara goes on to explain the various reasons why one shouldn't go into a churva. So what comes out from this Gemara, he writes, Harei, Shehim timlo al ha-pesach ad shisim tefillasa. He waited at the entranceway to this churva until davening was over. And the rak la'achar shisim es tefillasa. After he finished, only then, hochiach also, he gave him the rebuke. Amashe nichles l'churva, why'd you go in here? Haya adiv lo l'hispa al-baderach, but tefillah k'sar, you should daven outside. V'yesh lo mamizah, we can learn the following musar here. When you see your friend doing something, something that's not the most appropriate thing. He's doing something that he should not be doing. And he thinks he's doing the right thing. He thinks what he's doing is correct. He doesn't know. So Rabbi Yossi thought he was doing the right thing, but he's really doing something wrong. Eliyahu knew he was doing something wrong. He shouldn't go into the churva because of this reason and for that reason. But he didn't say a thing to Rabbi Yossi because Rabbi Yossi thought he was doing something correct. Kolomar, she'adam oseh es ha'pula, she'enu ru'uy l'chosh v'latova l'mitzah. A person does something, he is not correct, but he thinks it's the right. He be'etzem ma'isa mitzvah. That means if Reuven is doing something that he thinks is right, even though it's entirely wrong, that's actually called a mitzvah. The raya is that Eliyahu didn't interrupt him. If he was doing something wrong, Eliyahu should have said, stop doing what you're doing. But in the end, he let him go through and follow through, because in Rabbi Yossi's mind, that was the right thing to do. He should have done something better. The better approach would have been to daven on the derech, daven at tefillah k'sar. But he did this. Now, he wasn't doing an iser. It just wasn't the best thing. The guy is doing an iser, obviously. You want to stop the guy from eating chazer or whatever else he's doing. But he was doing something that wasn't the best. He was doing something very bidyevit. No, because the Gemara says it's a concern of Shadim, it's a concern of Znus, there are real concerns that take place in the Churva. So, he's doing a Maisa Mitzvah, he's doing a Maisa Mitzvah, but the context is going to have some effect on it. So he says, Ein lanu limno mimena. We should not hold him back, we shouldn't prevent him from doing this. He has complete 100% kavanah to do the right thing. From the story above, and then he gave him the rebuke. Then he taught him, don't go into a churva for this and for that reason. Even though a person should not daven there, shouldn't go in there even to daven, because he had good intentions, he didn't want to disrupt his davening. He didn't want to stop him. Maybe it's not the best raya. You could still say that maybe there's no other place to daven. Maybe this really was the best option Rabbi Yossi had. Had there been a very convenient place, maybe Eliyahu would have said, Rabbi Yossi, don't daven there. come daven over here. But maybe this was a situation where there was no area from the daven, so really he had no other choice. And at the end of the day, that which Eliyahu said that you should daven b'derech somewhere, it sounded like there was actually a better place there to daven. He could have interrupted him. If sure, still you could reject it. Lefarish ratzalomar hayolachapes makom panoi k'shabederech kodem shenichlasa lechurba. Maybe you're saying even though right here there's no place, you should have looked for one. You didn't do enough research to find one. Ulam ein b'mashvish shezu kavasa brisa ela shegam hayachal latzis mechurva lespal b'chutz im kolze lo manu mispal b'churva. Even though he could have found the place of daven, he didn't stop him from davening the churba. He thought he was doing the right thing. So you should not stop him from doing something. And he ends up saying it's not such a riot, back and forth. In the end of the day, this is the lesson he says. Sometimes people do things that may not be 100% right, but he thinks he's doing the right thing. So if it's a real isser, obviously we should stop the guy. If it's not a real issur, just not the best practice, we should let the guy go through, because at the end of the day, sometimes the kavana, the machshava, is even greater than the actual maisa. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day. Sure, yeah.